This is a life-changing message by the Reverend Sam Crunchy Ankara.
We started Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah is Hebrew Yahweh Shammah. God dwells, or the Lord is there.
Yahweh Shammah is Hebrew kasemu no. Jehovah Shammah ne kye se onyame ate ho onyame tna bia wo ho onyankopon e wo ho.
Other versions say the Lord my companion.
Twene bi so se Awurade menyonko a oka me ho.
Or like David in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
And I said David come on it enyom etie dio no mi asa ne se Awurade ne me guan hwefo.
And because the Lord is with me, yea though I may walk through the valley and the trials of temptation, yet I will fear no evil, because the Lord's presence is with me. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there.
Jehovah Shammah, onyankopon wo ho esani se onyame ye medwan hwefo no no ka me hunti no minam owo susuma bo mu po a mi suro bo ni bi esani se oka me ho.
Jehovah Shammah is not only an assurance, but it is also God's intention and God's purpose.
Jehovah Shammah enye nkranse sem keke na mmom no eyo nyame tim po ene ne buta e bi.
God revealed this to us from the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 48 and verse number 35.
Na ya kan odifo Ezekiel homa na onyame edan sa sami ni di adi e wo ho.
In that book, Ezekiel, God was showing Ezekiel the kind of temple that you build in Jerusalem on the mountain where Solomon built the first temple and it was destroyed. And God says he will resurrect and he will raise another temple, and he gives Ezekiel the dimensions and the beauty and the colors of that temple, how it was going to look like.
Nana onyankopon ehiachre Ezekiel sadia na safo na sori dan kase na wodi kan si ni Solomon abreso na hojiri ku ya na ya sori dan o mu se no no na onyame yia kye Ezekiel se o me se sidan ni fufuro bi o mu na se ne ye nsu susu ni fa se ne ne tente ne ne kase ya ensi nyam fa no.
And then Ezekiel said this new temple will be like a city, and the name of the city shall be called Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there.
Na Ezekiel kan se sa sorry dan kesi ebe si no edi no ebe ti se kropon ye beto odi se Jehovah Shammah se ni se onyankopon betena ho.
In other words, the prophet was prophesying that there was coming a time when you enter the temple you literally feel the presence of God.
Eti na 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 Ezekiel ese nkom ni se ebi be baba wo bo ran si adam ho a wo beti se onyame nka e wo ho.
You will literally encounter the presence of God.
Woni nyankopon be bo mpuni mpu e wo si adam.
You will see God face to face.
Wo be wonu nyame ni na bo mpuni mpu wo si adam ho.
But under the New Testament, God is desiring more than just an ordinary building made with hands. God is desiring more.
Na pamfu from dia, dia no nyame ehye kwan no, eso sense bia ni sia da din sense keke, eso sense.
So in the days of Jesus Christ, he stood by that temple and he said this temple will be destroyed and in 3 days it will be rebuilt. He was not talking about the physical building. He was talking about the real definition of salvation. Salvation is not a man struggling to please God, a man struggling to know God. That's not salvation. Salvation is God finding a way to tabernacle permanently in man's heart, in man's life, in man's body. That is salvation.
And instead, you can't quite ya. Na onye so ni baby na wo di air prayer so be cause right him na mum no onya me hwehwe kwan e wo nipa kumemu na aba be tena nipa na kumemu.
So the Bible says in the fullness of time,
and to try them say emra ni be yue ni nyina no,
God himself came down on this earth,
onya me akase sane ba asase so,
born of a virgin Mary,
a obebu na awu no Mary a awu no,
raised by the Holy Ghost,
na me nkwan kwan na tete no,
anointed by the power of God,
na me tumi ese ne ma
to demonstrate to us who God is, what his nature is, what his power is, what his glory is amongst us. And one day his friends, when they were sinking in the sea, and then Jesus woke up and he said, "Why are you people afraid? Peace be still." Suddenly the storms calmed down and there was quietness. And then Peter was looking at James. James was looking at him. He said, who is this man? Who is this?
Oh,
if I was there, I would answer them from Luke chapter 1, verse number 18. And you shall bear forth a son, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us, Jehovah Shammah. God has come to stay permanently with man.
Hallelujah.
That's his name.
Hallelujah.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. And so
the Apostle Paul reminded us last week that our hearts and our lives are the tabernacles of God. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the living God in whom the Holy Ghost dwells? How dare you therefore destroy the temple that God himself has come down to build inside of you by sacrificing his life, his blood, which he shed? Hey, don't you know what you are and what you carry as a child of God? You are a powerhouse. You are a powerhouse carrying the temple of God.
Amen.
When you speak, God has spoken. When you lift up your hand, God has lifted his hand. From today, don't let any kakalika and any cockroach and any lizard and any witch and any Satan mess you around, mess your children around. Clap your hands and say, by fire.
By fire.
Clap your hands, say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
No devil can mess me around.
No devil can mess me around.
Because I am a carrier.
Because I am a carrier.
Of the glory.
Of the glory.
Of the power.
Of the power.
Oh, I love this congregation. Clap your hands and give God praise.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
Yes. And to Paul, the catcher, Corinthians, of almost said, Asumun Nimu said, Munipedia, Yamia, sorry, Daya, or no Yamit Timuana. And I'm going to send you Pedro. And I'm going to go with him. And yeah, this is my bama. And Tiasia Bama said, and then, what to a Namo, Yamina, Tuna Namo, who Casa, Yamina, Casa, who Pedro, who say your Yaminsa, and to a Bonifo, a new Quinsa, or that city, or Brabom, Asauma, and now a yes to Christo Dimu, or Yamitumia woman, and better to my amount.
We stopped last Sunday looking at a young man called Jacob at the age of 20.
Now, what you are saying, Muno?
He had obtained blessing meant for his brother. His brother Esau was angry and wanted to strangle him. The mother said, "Rebecca, run, go to your uncle in Syria, some 300 miles away. I don't care how many days it will take you. I don't care there are no aeroplanes. I don't care there are no cars. I don't care there is no ship. I don't care. Walk and run, because danger is looming at you."
And then Rebecca catch and said, Chuchumika, men found the wound yet, Asianam, Uben and Tiako, and Sinibre, Quantin, go off a labor and chair, it was Syria, ma'am.
Until your brother's anger is cooled.
Kobon Waja or Kopim would say, wouldn't you not come a beba form?
Ladies and gentlemen, he was going to stay with his uncle for 20 solid years.
Nanka no Kotrani was for home fish yet, you know.
On the way, he had an encounter and God showed him glimpses of his presence. Number one, he was running away from danger. Then he took a piece of stone and laid it, used it as a pillow for his night. Then In the vision, he saw heaven open and a long ladder connecting from where he was to the heavenlies.
Na onya yi kire ebi se osu ebie na ayi yade atwede asi ho na atwede no efri asase so ade kopem suru.
And he saw hosts of angels were going and coming and ministering and ministering and ministering. And then at the apex, he saw the light of the glory of God. And then the voice of the Lord came and said, Jacob, don't be afraid. I will be with you. I will not forsake you. You will come back to this same land and you come and possess it and you build a temple for me here on this land. Because I am looking for a place where my presence will dwell permanently.
Hallelujah.
I want a place where I will Jehovah Shammah.
Amen. Na ohunu sa bo fo edi frusani esani kono mo ba no no nya me ka kire ne se me ba Jacob ensro sa sa si o he me sa de wa ba ha bi o mo ne me simisi adan ni ya to odin se Jehovah Shammah ya beto o se onya me tena bia ne ho.
So today I'll move to chapter 32.
Enti ana e be ko ntiche mu eduasa enmie no.
Last week I ended at chapter 28. Today I'll go to chapter 32. 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. Just four chapters difference. Between.
Amen. If you etie do nuno watch adu kope mefi etie eduasa mienu no entiche eti mbaku mbaku ena ena woho.
Ladies and gentlemen, those four chapters span 20 years. So God is playing a prophetic number
here.
God is playing a supernatural number right now. The man at the age of 20, his life was in danger. But God was telling him, son, sometimes you have to dare danger because it is in the danger that you receive your deliverance.
Amen.
Your danger brings the presence of angels and the presence of light and the voice of God in your situation. So son, I am with you. Even in your fears. See, let me tell you something about COVID-19. The thing is escalating by the day. That's the news I want to let you know. America is having upsurge and spikes. Unprecedented. Some of the cities and the states are going back to lockdown in America. Brazil is not seeing top. Infections and death. It's amazing. Our country here, the numbers are just going up. And I'm telling you, as a servant of God, that the numbers that have been reported, there are more. They are more than the ones that have not been reported. Because some of these guys and some of these people you see around, they are all infected, but they are not showing symptoms. So nobody is minding them. If you like and you are asthmatic and you are diabetic and you have any underlying sickness, go near them. The thing will hit you like that. Bam. Oh! It's danger. But in the midst of the danger, God is with us. That's the message. In the midst of this danger, our God is still on the throne. God is still our warrior. God is still our battle axe. And we will win this battle in the mighty name of Jesus. Clap your hands and scream, I am a winner.
I am a winner.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Clap your hands and scream again. I am a winner.
A winner.
Me, mi yang kunim jifuwa. Ahari abe, yari abe, COVID-19 abe. America Brazil for Obia Toba, Obia Bre,
I announce trouble for the devil. Because the devil chose 2020 to attack us. What he doesn't know is that 20 years Jacob was running away. After another 20 years, he was coming back to his house. The number is working for us. The hand of the Lord is working for us. The devil will not prevail. Can you clap your hands and shout, I am the winner?
I am the winner.
In this season.
In this season.
Shout, yes.
Yes.
The devil didn't see any number to attack us than 20. 20. He's a liar.
Hey.
He's a liar. It is in 20 that you face danger. But it is in 20 that Jehovah Shammah appears also unto you. Am I prophesying to somebody?
Yes.
Am I prophesying to somebody?
Yes.
Clap your hands and shout, yes.
Belongs to him. Oh,
scream it on top of your voice. We have the victory.
Victory belongs to Jesus.
We are more than conquerors.
Victory belongs to him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, who can stand against the Lord?
Madam Futie, I fear we are 2020.
Hey.
Jacob, no, I didn't fish yet.
20 years he was going.
And I know fish yet. You know, I go born where Jawa baby. I brought someone pen to Mary Pierre. So this I remember 30 years. I feel 2020. Me say, Jacob, to me, on your miss, and you go on the soul. I dominate your depressed Jacob. No, I was ready if you said you know. I'll call a humble soul if you said you know. Sir, dominate by your soul. On your men, sir, by your soul. On your member, by your own. What you my form? One man was if one in Arano. When you are not the Behuno, I pin better to Belcom, I pin the better to Nifa. I remember, Missy, I remember.
Can you clap your hands and say, I received this miracle?
I received.
No, I didn't hear you. Clap your hands and say, I receive this miracle. Oh, a miracle is passing over your head. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
My soul,
this pandemic will go. You will be sustained.
Yes.
The devil will bring your business down, but God will turn it around.
Hallelujah. I pronounced the word Juma Baba from now so you made in Sakaya and your mother Danny Amount.
Because it's a season.
It's 20.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now look at this 20th year. Now Jacob is 40 years and is returning. Chapter 32.
Official Jacob wedding fish your nine. Ah, Osanichi Abba. Genesis.
Genesis chapter 32, verses 1 and 2. So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. 20 years down the line, angels were still chasing him. When he was going, angelic presence. When he was coming, angels. Verse 2. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's camp.
Hallelujah.
The first one, he said, this is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. This one, he said, this is the camp of God. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Mahanaim.
Mahanaim.
Say, God is there here.
Amen.
Unyami waha.
Unyami waha.
Kala bo sakeriana.
If you said you know, answer no okono.
When he was going, he met angels. When he was coming back 20 years, he met angels. What is the message here? God says, I've never forsaken you. I've never left you. The same angel that helped you start the business,
hallelujah,
the same angel will help you finish
Jesus.
It. The same hand, yes, that impregnated you, the same hand will deliver you.
Yes.
The same hand that laid the foundation of the building, the same hand shall finish it. Angels going, angels coming. Clap your hands and say, Onyami waho.
Onyami waho.
prophesy. Prophesy to them. God is with them. God is with you. Same angels. Same angels. Coming back. What God starts, He will finish it. God will finish it. God will finish it. Samson, are you ready for a miracle?
Why are you man said your name?
You were led to raise that song. Fear not. Fear not. Number one. 20 years ago,
if you
he was running away from a danger. The danger of his brother Esau. 20 years down the line, as he was returning, the danger was still there. Esau had not died. And as a matter of fact, he was going to meet Esau again. So danger 20 years ago, danger in the next 20 years, angels 20 years ago, angels 20 years in coming, I clap your hands and say, the Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
Say, would professor. Professor. Speak the word. Resurrection.
Resurrection.
Give me verse number 24. 32:24. So the danger that he was running away from 20 years ago was still there.
And your how one don't know Johnny Free Hono. None in your Esau, yeah, how money at the home.
But the angels appear to him.
Now for no egg down where the Tirano.
Message.
Assemble now.
Message.
Assembly
in the midst of the danger. That is where you experience deliverance.
Yes. A honor or tear every ever.
Danger. Divine danger. Or I said unsolicited danger. Danger that you didn't incur because of your foolishness or your stupidity, but danger that comes to you because of righteousness. Danger that comes to you because your father Isaac has chosen to bless you. Danger that comes to you because God has blessed you with wealth and people are envious and jealous. Danger that comes to you because of position. I'm telling you, I am on my knees and I prophesy to you, that kind of danger means that God is with you.
Jesus.
Jehovah Shammah.
Yes, Lord.
It is that kind of danger that brings angelic visitation.
Amen.
And power and deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Yes, come on. Come on, prophesy to somebody. Oh, hallelujah.
Hey!
Yes, we looked at Jacob 20 years ago. We are looking at Jacob after 20 years. Oh, this year is 2020.
Yes.
Ah, la la la. When 20 meets 20, deliverance takes place.
Hallelujah.
When 20 meets 20, you are coming out of the house of labor.
Jesus.
When 20 meets 20, Jehovah Shammah will appear.
Amen.
When 20 meets 20, oh, coronavirus, welcome. Welcome. We will teach you some lesson.
Yes.
Death, welcome.
Jesus.
We will teach you the power of God.
Yes.
I don't know why today the Lord gave me that song. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the end to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave. From the grave to the skies. Lord,
I lift.
Trouble, welcome. Danger, welcome. This pandemic is here not because we have committed any sin, but it's an attack from hell.
Yes.
God will show his power.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there.
Amen. Jehovah Shama. Onyankopon ewo tenabea ho. Onyameka ye ho. Oha bi wo koto a enya no fre oha no. Na do onyame apeja osika wo nya ntamafo ani pro. Kawa mie no abesa osen ntamafo ani pro. Eti sa oha no wo wanko tresa amra. Na sen bia ba betu esa ne se. Enya wo mfum so no. Aho na nyame kire ne tumi. Aho na Jehovah Shama. O sorry ek kan hom ena no pe onyame ma ne hom ne so e wo tibia ne mu e wo adwuma mu no ono nyame ono fiti ase no ono nyame so do be kwa wie ye pa.
And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the day break. Some as other scriptures will say angel. Anytime you see the Old Testament angel, the Old Testament angel is the shadow of Christ that is to come. And so when the angel said to Abraham, a year today we shall return, I will return, and your wife Sarah will be pregnant and will have a child, that was Christ speaking. But because Christ had not been revealed in the Old Testament, anytime they saw this, they said angel. When he was going, he met Jesus Christ in another form.
Amen.
The stone on which he laid his head. Later on, he gave definition to the stone. When he took that oil and he poured it upon the stone. And I said, if the Lord keeps me and I go and I come back, this house shall be the house of prayer. It shall be called Bethel, which is the house of God.
Amen. Jacob, Asia, Yesu, Ebu, upon that animal, upon that animal, so to see a cousin, I'm a buffoon. Essentially, Yesu, Yenda, and the Ewan, Munemontino, or Mutuni, the same, I'm a buffoon. Now, a brown son, a chaba, Babu, say, I can't Jacob and Kua, no nipa be any Tibetan Tamaya. Shreddy, this is a say, Yammy Buffo, any Tibetan Tamaya. Jacob, Asia, Yesu, one brown far, one of the two home, no, I didn't it too soon. I did your soil on your Jingu Sango, Asia, Gu, and Buono, so no, see, I hide ever for Habetel, or Yami fear anyhow.
So, what definition was he giving to the slaves? So this will be the cornerstone of the house, the cornerstone of the building, the cornerstone which the builders rejected. And then the oil which he put upon his own, you know what the meaning of the oil? The meaning of Christ, the Messiah, means the anointed one. This stone is identified by this oil that I am pouring. This stone that I have slept on shall be the cornerstone.
Amen.
Of the building.
Amen.
That shall be built here. Amen. Where Jehovah God would tabernacle with his presence.
Hallelujah.
Because God is always looking for an opportunity to stay permanently with man.
Amen.
Jehovah Shama.
Man, but some say Christian, you know, when I did someone, not yet, trust someone say, Jacob, I'm sorry, I know, or then with some unish your goose or no. I said, Subway, I said, so dear, Subway, I said, go every more wine in our boy wine in our no. Now, Subway, your back funnel, sir, a dire, your best, you know, Subway, by a dining fapum, Cassia. Christ wa ya fona ngono ono ne edani fapemo no osia yesu e wa pam dadani mu.
He was going running away from danger.
Nana how be ti odwane afi ho no wako.
As he was returning, the danger was still there.
O san e ti aba na ho no dan wo.
When he was going, angels met him.
O kona na abofo sia no.
When he was coming, angels met him.
O san e ti so aba na abofo sia no.
When he was going, he had an encounter with Jesus the shadow. When he was coming, he met Jesus Christ again in the form of a shadow. A man wrestled with him. See, I beg you, as a child of God, one of the things you must ask God every day is that, Jesus Christ, whenever you appear to me, may I see you.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ appears in various forms.
Hallelujah.
And how many of you and how many of us have been missing our visitation because we didn't recognize that this was Christ? Because he comes in the form of a stone. Sometimes a man. Sometimes an angel. Sometimes he comes in the person you know. Sometimes it comes in the person you do not know.
Yeah. and predator on him, and a young who yes, and any bone sound why you want to say yes to me. And Sunny say yes to bet me up, but Quahood was so. I don't know why you tell Quahood was so. Ebby or Basso Nipa Unimuno, and that's only Paunimuno, and that's what about to say, born, and that's what about to say, and the buff for. Won't part what is said, Radi Piemini Mammy Hunu, 7 years to see a man who say yes to me, said the bear who sent you, be ammo.
Three angels were passing, and like Abraham was just standing in front of his tent, receiving fresh air. Three men, not knowing one of them, was the Christ of the Old Testament. He said, I will return. And your wife Sarah, her barrenness will come to a halt and end.
Amen.
Because Abraham recognized and said, can you people come in? It's late. And he gave them food. Amen. He gave them a place to sleep. Amen. He refreshed them.
Hallelujah.
Not knowing he was refreshing Christ.
Abraham, eja na bobo ano ojin frama, na merma mi ense eche mu. Oye dene hunu ye, unyatin kebi. Ounu seba akua ka hono fromu se momra. Mumi ense momra, ochi oma hongu wa fine. Ema mwedi aniti ye, ema nso romu na se ema mbebi jopa hume. Na nano unimu seda ba akua ka hono, eye Kristo no, no osenu kom, na nejribo ni ye, enfie bebre no, ni yina etu bewe ye. Abraham, ni yesu subo mpuni mpuni.
Lawyer Mark Patrice, who just led the choir, the mother went to be with the Lord sometime when he had just started university, or he was about to enter university. I've forgotten which one.
Yeah, ni abe my lawyer Mark Patrice. Of jina ha kwa afone ni muno. Ne mami erade choose that friend o kwe ni onyamu wa bra oba be rushu kupon eno mami efri mu.
Mama Rita and I decided that what her mother would have been doing for him in school, we will take it up, which
you.
Is pocket money, and then groceries, provisions. So every semester when he's going, he will come home and come and pick the things. Then we'll bless him, we'll give him money. I just did it out of love. At Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, he became the president of ROSA. He led that group with matured wisdom and leadership. He's gone to law school. November, he's going to be called to the bar as a full lawyer. And last time, I was watching Powerline TV, AGE 60, and the Rosa Choir was ministering. I was blown into pieces. I mean, during the celebration, my attention was so much on my guests and organization, so I didn't see a lot of things. I keep seeing them when Powerline TV is, you know, playing, giving us playback and so on. I said, wow, these people performed. I felt the presence and the power of God.
Hallelujah.
And yet I didn't know that the kindness that we were showing to him, we were showing kindness to Jesus in a way. Michale, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Jesus Christ appeared to a woman, a deacon of a church.
Yes, to Danwedi, actually, or some four deacon back over Ewaha.
And then Jesus said to her, can you prepare your best dish? I want to come and have dinner with you.
Yes, he said,
and this was a dream. She was having a dream.
We know so die.
So she said, Jesus,
I said, yes,
you want to come and have dinner with me? I am honored. So in the dream, she cooked her best.
And
then she dressed white. Sat down waiting for Jesus. Then the dawn, she heard a knock at the door. She rushed and opened the door. And then when she opened the door, some wretched man with some hair, having bathed for about 1 week, then she screamed at the man. What do you want here?
He said, I'm passing and I smelled, I had the smell of food. And I thought you should give me some food to eat. The woman, the deacon screamed, get out of from me. And banged the door. Then went to sit down. Waiting for Jesus.
She
banged the door. The man knocked the door again. She thought it was Jesus. So she ran, she almost fell. Jesus!
Yes, we waba.
You this man.
Ah, already man has a call.
You are worrying me. I'm expecting a visitor. Please go away with your troubles. Go. You are a demon sent to come and just worry me. She banged the door. The door knocked again the third time. When she opened, it was the same man. He said, wait, I'm coming to give you some food to eat. Wait. Then she went and fetched hot water.
And your cousin saw she
opened the door. Pour the water on the man's face.
And then she said, oh,
the man said, oh.
I said, oh.
Okay. Yo. Thank you. I'm gone. So she sat waiting for Jesus. Then Jesus showed up again in the form that she knows, in glory, beauty, majesty. Then she said, Jesus, you asked me to prepare the food you were coming to eat. Why did you disappoint me? What happened? Jesus said, I came. The first time I know, you drove me away. The second time you screamed at me. The third time you poured hot water on me. I was Jesus who came. But I came in another form. Because sometimes I appear as a stone. Sometimes I appear as a man. Sometimes I appear as a worship leader. Sometimes I appear as a preacher. Sometimes I appear as a taxi driver. Sometimes I appear as a kayayo. Sometimes I appear as a bank teller. Sometimes I appear as a security man. But I already appear to you. You didn't see me. May the Lord give you another chance. May the Lord give you another chance.
Yes.
Let me leave you with these three lessons. From Jacob's return. Number one lesson. You cannot discover yourself until you discover the Lord. You cannot discover who you are until you discover Jesus. And a man wrestled with him throughout the night. Then the man asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. The man said, do you know the meaning of Jacob? He said, yes, my mother said to me, the name is a schemer. The name means a greedy person. The name means a person who reaps where he has not sown. He said, yes, that's the mistake you are making, Jacob. You are not born a schemer. No. Your real name is, you are Israel.
Israel.
A prince with God. You know the meaning of prince with God? You are Israel.
We are Israel.
A man who is governed by God. A man whose life is ruled by God. A man whose business is run by God. Israel is your name. A prince with God.
A
man whose academic career is ordered by the Lord. That's who you are. You are not a failure. You are not a struggler. You are not just running any course because everybody is running the course.
Yes,
there is a young girl who is doing some work in one of my houses. Young girl. She went to Legon to study political science. Political science and something. Today, she decorates buildings and she renovates buildings.
And to me, for dying, be a yes, yes, you are. No, we paint. Why don't come at the creature? Come.
And if she tells you what she can do on this building, it's amazing. She didn't do architecture. She has never been a contractor. Nothing. She just went to school to go and just get brains. But she's not eating from political science. She's eating for who she is.
Amen.
The real who.
Hallelujah.
If you are clapping, clap very well, because you are going to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Amen. Right now.
Amen. Wusuni onyami ba bebo opunimpu. Ejuma ati okosua o skupono enye no odidi mu. Wen kosua dan se kosua manyosem. Nanso ane otumi ya dan wesi ejuma. Beka so bia ya sha de atete no. Oni ne enipesu awo ni mu. Sa no onyami bo no ne talent e woni mu no. Ene offer so edidi sabre.
You are not Jacob.
Jacob.
You are Israel.
We are Israel.
That's who you are. He would never have known who he was until he had an encounter with Jesus. And the man wrestled with him. He didn't wrestle with the man. The man came and said, Jacob, you are carrying excess baggage. You are struggling too much all your life. You are carrying pride. Give me the pride. Give me. Let me change your name and let me change your destiny. Because the danger you were running away from, the danger is still waiting for you. Jacob, it will take something else. Give me that pride. Give me that pride. And the man was boxing him and was wrestling with him. And Jacob, you are carrying too much alcohol in your system. You like alcohol too much. Give me that drinking habit. Give it to me. Give me the, and gave him one upper hand, upper cut. And his tongue was bleeding. And the man wrestled with him. Man wrestled with him. Young girl, you like sleeping with men too much. Give me the habit. Give me that habit, because the men who are sleeping with you, they are only taking advantage of your beauty. Your real husband is waiting for you somewhere. Amen. Your real husband is waiting for you. Give me. Young woman, you like big things too much. Big things you cannot buy. And so the men have to sleep with you before they give you the big thing. Look at the phone you are carrying. Look at the phone. Meanwhile, you don't work. Look at the shoe you are wearing. Look at the shoe. Give me those shoes. When the time comes, I'll give you a better one. And the man wrestled with him. Young man, stop that nonsense and the stupid things you are doing in the church. Stop. Stop sleeping with a small, young girl. Stop. Because one of these days, when I get angry, I'll give you one knock between your thighs, and I'll hit your two balls, and then I'll take the power from the thing so that you can serve me. Young man, be very careful. Be very careful. A man wrestle with him. Now, young man, this 419 you've been doing on computer, internet, be very careful. Be very careful. You are showing off to the girls that you are somebody. You know you are not doing a proper job. And to be able to live within your acquired status. And the man wrestled with him. Give me that 419 attitude. Give me that nonsense. Give me. Don't you know that I want to use you? Don't you know that I want you to discover yourself? Don't you know that this same 419 tactics, you can use it properly to preach the gospel and it will to bring souls to God? Don't you know? Are you a fool? Get away there. Get away. A man wrestled with him throughout the night. Throughout the night. See, if you don't surrender, God will fight you for you to identify who you are. God will fight you until you discover yourself.
Sum it up for them
because I have some points to make. You are a prince with God. Israel is your name. You are a father of nations. A nation will be born out of you called Israel. That's who you are. I can't dwell permanently with you with this attitude, Jacob. And a man wrestled with him.
I have some small time.
Take the second lesson. God does not want you to scheme for his blessings. He wants you to ask for the blessings. God does not want you to scheme for blessings. He wants you to ask for blessings. Bless me. If you don't bless me, I will not let you go. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Question, who is the one asking for blessing here?
Jacob.
Oh, I thought you had a lot of heads from Lot. I thought you came with a convoy of sheep and cows and goats and camels. Jacob, I thought you were rich. You are not asking for blessing. The Lord says, I should tell you, what you have is nothing compared with what is coming.
Yes.
What you have is nothing. If you scheme for it, if you stole it, if you 419 it, if you fornicated for it, if you cheated for it, it's no blessing. The real blessing is the one that you ask. And the Bible says, verse 29, put verse 29 there for me. Verse 29. And then Jacob asked, say, tell me your name and I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask me about my name? And he blessed him there. He blessed him there. Don't scheme for blessing. Ask. He says, when you ask, it shall be given to you. When you seek, you find. When you knock, you shall have.
Jacob, When the
Jesus was complaining to his disciples, and I was shocked at what he was complaining about. He says, friends, till today you haven't answered me anything at all. Why? Ask anything and the Father, I and the Father will, it will be done so that the Father will be glorified in the Son. Ask, pray. When he recognized who he was, that he was not Jacob, but he was a man whose life was governed by God. A man whose life had been started by God and ordered by God. Suddenly he looks at his blessings and he says, I don't have anything at all, Lord. Bless me. Give me the real blessing. Lord, give me the real blessing. Give me the real blessing. The blessing that brings fulfillment. Amen. The blessing that brings satisfaction.
Amen.
The blessing that gives me joy. The blessing that makes me fulfill my purpose. Give me the blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Tonight, heaven will open and blessing is coming upon somebody.
Yes.
Friday, please be my miracle service, virtual or inside, wherever, please. Because this Friday we want to pray. The month of July is our month of acceleration.
Amen.
It is our month of open heavens. God is doing some great things in the month of July in the year 2020.
Yes.
We are returning to our Father's house.
Oh, Jesus.
We are going for our true identity.
Yes.
We are asking God for the real blessing.
Hallelujah.
The real blessing.
Amen.
The real blessing.
Amen.
Not artificial. Not the one that fades away.
Here
is the third one, the last one I want to leave with you. So the first one is, you cannot discover yourself until you discover Jesus. The second one, do not scheme for blessings. Ask for blessings. The last one, a total surrender to God may be described as a weakness. But in actual fact, it is the way to have power with God. It's long. I'll take my time. Let me do the English for those who are writing. Total surrender to God, comma, may be described by certain people, certain persons, as weakness. You are weak. That's why you are following God. But in actual fact, it is the way to have power with God.
Amen. Se uja hum nyina amo nyankopon a nipa bi adwe ba ya hu se wo dia mre oye bi na ohu wo dia a abunya ba makra ada na waya hu sa now so so onyamie etimo podie.
Let me end with verse 31. So last week we were at Genesis chapter 28. Jacob woke up from the dream and said, so God is here and I didn't know it. He was running away from danger. In chapter 32, 20 years later, he is returning home to his father's land. And the danger was still waiting for him. Because it's not a curse. It is not a curse. It is to make him experience the power of deliverance. 20 years along the line, he was coming. Angels still met him. And Jesus appeared in another form. Now, verse 32:31. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him and he limped on his hip. When the angel blessed him and changed his destiny and changed his identity, the angel not gave him one knock on the hip here. And then the place went out of joint. So he could not walk straight anymore. He had to be limping. When he started the battle, he was not limping. By the end of the battle, he started limping. But this time, he has surrendered to the lordship of Jesus. Bless me. Change my name if you want. Use me the way you want. I, Jacob, I surrender my pride. My everything, I surrender. And if it means from today, this is the way I will walk, it's alright. People will laugh at me. They will say I am weak. But I know what has happened to me. I have received the power of God. And from today, the darkness will not shine on me anymore. My son will rise upon me.
Amen.
And he was limping, but the sun rose upon him.
Lord.
His darkness had come to an end.
Yes.
That was the end of his battle with darkness. Amen. God says, from today, anytime you see the light, know that I have visited you. Hallelujah. When you see the sun rise, know that it's a new dawn. Hallelujah. It's a new beginning. Jesus. You are weak. People are saying that you are so fearful, that's why you go to church. Why do you carry your money and go and give to church? Why do you pay tithe? Why? But you are limping. But in your limping is strength. In your limping is power. You are a prince with God. You are a man whose life is governed by God from today. You are no longer empty, Jacob. You are not empty. You are not. Let them laugh at you. But you know you have had an encounter. You know that the change has taken place. Your total surrender to God may be defined as weakness and sometimes shame. And people will scorn you and they will mock at you. But you know that your son has risen.
Amen.
You know that your light has come. Amen. You know that your days of darkness and the struggles are over. Amen. God says, now I have finished with you. Esau is coming with 400 men. Now the fear was gone. And then Jacob rose. Around this time, his wives and children, everybody had gone. He was amazed. Esau said, my brother, 20 long years. Why? Your father's land is waiting for you. I have been watching over it all these years. It's yours. My father blessed you with it. I won't take it from you. You are the second born, but now you are the firstborn. You are my father. I'll give it to you. Oh, the Bible says, and Jacob broke down and he wept. You know when sometimes you think God is far away from you and God suddenly shows up. When God hears you and God grants you. Oh, you are crying, but in your tears, you know it's worship.
Amen.
You are crying, but you know they are tears of joy. You know. You know. I just want you to worship God. I said, God, change me again. Amen. I want to see Jesus Christ again. Because that's the reason he's called Jehovah Shammah. He wants to build a permanent place inside of you. He wants to walk with you. Today I just wanted to worship God, and I wanted to surrender. What is it that God is fighting with you to release? Is it money? Is it your life? Is it the house? Is it the building? Is it the car? Is it a life? Is it the habit? What is it? What is it? Come on, lift up your hands. That's what you
need.
The church is in prayer.
Holy word, long preserved for our walk in this world.
It is our fervent prayer that this message will have an effect on your life and will lift you to the place where you belong. Royal House Chapel International, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.